Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Andrew Diss joins us. He's Senior Vice President and Chief Strategy Officer for Morello Gaming. Here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Come one, come all. It's the $125,000 carnival of cash and prizes at Tamarack Casino. Get in on the fun with cash and free play prize drawings every Thursday and Saturday, including winners of up to $1,000 and a top prize of $5,000 guaranteed each week. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. Tollsdevelopment.com.
It's one of the oldest scams in Vegas. Make them think one thing and pull off another. Meet Sam Brown, or as Republicans call him, Scam Brown. Brown created a special fundraising committee he said would be used to elect Republicans. But instead, Brown pocketed money for his own campaign. In fact, fewer than 2% went to helping other candidates. Sam Brown, can't trust him to be for you. Win Senate is responsible for the content of this ad.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
Welcome to the Winnemucca Big R.
Hi, I'm John Walker. Welcome to Big R Lovelock.
Hi, I'm Rich Martin. Welcome to Fallon Big R.
My name is Braden. Welcome to Big R Fernley.
Hi, I'm Kelly. Welcome to Big R Sparks.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Chan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Chan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome Andrew Diss back to the program. He's the Senior Vice President and Chief Strategy Officer for Morello Gaming, and they own the Grand Sierra Resort in Reno and the Sahara Hotel in Las Vegas. A few months ago, the announcement of over $1 billion investment potentially over the next 8 years in Reno. And I have to admit, I mean, I was excited about this project from the beginning. But I was even more excited when you sent me the renderings and you see how huge this is going to be. I mean, it is not a little investment. Would you share just the highlights of what's going to be done?
Yeah, so initially when we announced the project, Sam, you'll remember the arena itself was just going to be the cornerstone of the development. It was on the south end of our property. And since that time, we've been doing our due diligence. We've gone through and done soil testing and structural borings. And what we found is if you're going to put it on the south end, the whole property before Kirk Kerkorian built the MGM Grand in the late 70s, it was a quarry. So there's a lot of loose dirt and unstable ground on the property. And if you built it on the south end, we would have had an arena that was going to sink into the ground. So
not a good plan.
No, and especially with how much Mr. Morello is going to be investing. And so we've repositioned it. It's going to be safe on the north end. And I think ultimately it's a better plan because you're going to have a direct connect into the property. So the arena itself, like I said, is the cornerstone of the project. We're going to be building close to 3,000 stall parking garage. I think it's going to be one of the biggest, if not the biggest, parking garage in the city. Easy access in and out if you're going to one of the events at the arena or just coming to the casino to stay. And then we're also going to have an aqua golf facility. We'll be the only one in the country where, you know, think of Top Golf style, where you're hitting over water. Nobody else has that, and we're going to have that right here in Reno. We're going to develop the lake, which, you know, the investment's never really been put into that since the property opened in the late 70s. We're going to have a 300-unit workforce housing component alongside the Truckee River, where the RV park currently sits. Mr. Morello has always felt strongly that he wants to do something for his team members because one of the issues we always hear about locally is there's not enough housing, and what little there is too expensive. And so we already have the property, and we'll want to make that available to the people that work for us. So, and then assuming all of these project elements are firing the way we think they are, you know, year 7, 8, 9 down the road, potentially we would build a new hotel tower to service the increased demand.
And that would be approximately 800-room hotel as conceived originally.
That's correct.
So one of the things about the renderings was it reminded me, and I realize it's not as big as Allegiant Stadium, but the way it shows in the renderings, when you drive on the freeway, it's going to look the same way. It's going to have the same impact because we don't have, obviously, as many lanes of traffic on 395. But when you drive past this thing, it is going to be a giant billboard.
You're not going to be able to miss it. It's going to be right there, situated in between the existing north end of the property and right up against the freeway. The capacity is going to be 11,000 and change. And so if you're coming to see a concert, that's the size of the venue for Hoops. It'll be about 10,500 people, and we'll be able to do all sorts of other events in there as well. But like you said, Sam, you are not going to be able to miss it. It's going to be one of the new iconic structures that we have locally here in Reno.
What has been the result from the other property owners in town? Because, you know, unlike Vegas, you know who the people are that own most of the major properties in Reno. What's been their response?
So we have reached out to all of them because, you know, the message that we're trying to get across is we've got 2,000 rooms at the Grand Sierra, but we're building an 11,000 plus seat venue. So if people are coming in from over the hill to come see a show on a Friday or Saturday night, they're going to have to stay at other properties. We're not going to be able to accommodate everybody. So, you know, we really believe it's going to bring lift to the entire market. It's going to add a new offering. And, you know, the other operators in town, they don't have to spend a penny. And we're going to be building this and filling everybody's rooms.
I remember years and years ago, the Pepamill was looking at building a concert facility where the movie theaters used to be next to the property. And I asked one of the owners of the Atlantis if they were going to compete with that. And they said, no, we'll just have limos and drive people over to their venue. So yes, obviously, it will be a great addition to the community. The workforce housing, I was talking to a county commissioner who will be unnamed the other day, and they were thrilled that that was what was being done on the property and said that obviously there's a great need for that and was enthusiastic that Mr. Morello was going to put this into action. So I've got a whole bunch of questions here that people have been sending in, and I've collated them together.
Okay.
So do you mind if we kind of do
sure.
You know, a run-through? So you had mentioned that it's going to be built in stages. So probably eventual build-out about 8 to 9 years?
Yeah, altogether. And stage one will be the arena and the parking garage.
Okay. The current rendering calls for the proposed arena, calls it the Nevada Arena. Are you going to be open for bidders for naming rights?
We are. You know, calling it the Nevada Arena or the Reno Arena, those are placeholders, but, you know, we'll probably most likely have a corporate partner. So if you want to name it the Nevada Newsmakers Arena, feel free to make a proposal.
Well, I will certainly make the proposal. Unfortunately, I don't think my bidding value would be a way you would need it to be. One of the things that was under discussion was that Lala Event Center, which is, you know, a fairly old facility at this point in time, which is kind of sad as I was around when it was built, is just not up to modern standards. It doesn't allow you to do all the things. What kind of things will you be able to do in this stadium or the arena that you wouldn't be able to do at Lala?
So you'll remember when Lala first opened, they used to hold a lot of marquee shows. A lot of big groups came through there, but as time went on, they just weren't able to keep up with the modern needs of the music industry. And so we'll be able to attract basically any act, except for maybe your Beyoncé's and Taylor Swift's, because they need a football stadium to play in. But in addition to that, we'll be able to hold sporting events. Everybody knows about Nevada basketball, but we'll be able to do ice events. You name it, and we'll be able to host it. This will be a flexible space. We'll be able to accommodate anything. We can do rodeo events similar to what Michael Gaughan does at South Point, you know, things like that.
And you'll be able to do skyboxes that you're not able to do at Lawler at this point in time.
That's right. We'll have approximately 25 suites of different sizes, but you're also going to have club seating and loge seating and all the club spaces for the food and the beverage, if you want to mingle in your little area, but also have a view of the concert or the athletic event that's going on.
You know, it one of the things that people may not know is that over the years, Lala was also used as a private venue for concerts that were going on the road, and they would try out their acts at Lala. So people like Prince and others were putting on full-on shows for maybe a week, week and a half in Reno before they hit the road. And sometimes Reno would benefit, but we would get the first show of those. So is there thought of doing things like that as
well? You know, I didn't know that. That's news to me, Sam, that what Lawler was used for back in the day. You know, we're open to it, but, you know, we really see it as a complement to our existing Grand Theater. You can have a show between 2,500 and 3,000 people in there. And so between the two venues, you know, maybe an act wants to practice in the smaller venue and then move up to the 11,000 seat. It's a great idea.
The new arena is going to play host to about 17 or 18 Nevada basketball games a season. How much rent will the university be charged to play its game there, if at all?
Well, we want the university, we're not looking to make money off of the university. We want basically a break-even scenario. We will finalize what the costs are going to be once construction is complete. But where we are really, our bread and butter is going to be the concerts and the other shows. It's great that we're able to establish a partnership with the university because everybody loves Nevada basketball. And, you know, the talent of that team and Coach Alford and what he has done to that program, we've really outgrown the facility at Lawler. And this is a premier. I would argue that the Nevada men's basketball team is the premier team at the university, and they deserve a premier location to play in.
One of the questions that came in was that the women aren't going to play there. Was that a university decision?
It's tough with the scheduling, because if you're going to have, like you said, you know, around 18-ish games for the men, you have to adjust the schedules for the women, but also with all the concerts and acts that we're going to have coming through. And there became a point where it was just going to be too complicated to work out to have both in there. But look, the women are basically going to have Lawler to themselves. That is going to be their home. And I, you know, not having to share a facility with the men's team, I think it opens up a lot of possibilities for the women's team.
One of the things that was also discussed, in fact, Angie Taylor, who used to be you know, coach up at the university, was mentioning that the distance now that the kids from the university will have to travel to go to this new arena. My thought was that there would be no problem providing three or four buses to be able to get people across, because it's, you're talking maybe 200-300 kids.
That's absolutely right, Sam. You know, that was one of the main concerns of Stephanie Remp, the athletic director at the university, when we first started talking about possibly establishing a partnership and having the games played at the GSR. There will be busing for any students that are interested in coming over. But a lot of students, honestly, they're driving to games anyway, and it's the UNLV game where you get the most amount of students. But, you know, I would be hesitant to even say that you're getting 300-400 on average. I think it's closer to a couple hundred students at regular games, unless it is that game against the Rebels.
All right, let's take a break. Much more on this very exciting development. I mean, this is be the biggest investment in Northern Nevada ever, correct?
That's correct.
Amazing. We'll be right back.
Hit the open road on a brand new Harley, or win a bundle of cash during the $250,000 Harley-Davidson giveaways at Carson Valley Inn. Thousands in weekly giveaways, plus multiple grand prize winners, including cash, and seven brand new Harleys, now at the Carson Valley Inn.
They want us to believe we only have two options. That's just not working anymore. I've never been a follower. I'm a businessman and entrepreneur. I'm ready to forge a new path to secure our future. One that keeps Northern Nevada free, fair, and wild. A path that means freedom for all, including affordable housing.
I'm Greg Kidd, and I approve this message because I'm not from either political party. I'm for Nevada.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the air conditioning back on today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why sweat for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your air conditioning fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today. at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
Here on 7 at 7, we're bringing you the local headlines in just 7 minutes.
We've got you covered in the morning, evening, and for all breaking news in between and as it happens.
Life is busy, and we don't waste your time. Join us for local news now streaming on our YouTube page.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Andrew Diss. He's the Senior Vice President and Chief Strategy Officer for Morello Gaming, planning to build, Morello Gaming is, a massive arena at the Grand Sierra Resort in Reno, and continuing what has been an extraordinary revival of this property. I mean, I've said to you and to many others that Grand Sierra looks better today than it did when it first opened in 78, and it was an incredibly beautiful property back then. I'm presuming, because I've talked to your F&B folks in the past, and they've told me that you guys need more food and beverage outlets, because when the nightclub, the concerts come out, that all the restaurants are packed. So what are you looking at in terms of expanding that and also the shopping?
So really, I think the lake is going to be the key to that. That's where we have the most potential to expand, both the retail and the F&B side. Right now, we have our little driving range operation, but when the new Aqua Golf facility goes in, it's going to go on that west side of the lake. So right when you come off a mill is basically going to be where all that is going to be built, which opens up the whole north side of the lake, currently where the driving range is. And you know, the plan is we're going to think of a Bellagio style fountain with the light show, and we want to put some outlets that are going to be able to take in everything that that show has to offer. And so we want to put some nice restaurants and some retail. We're limited on the space that we have inside the existing property because we've already got restaurants in a lot of those places. But you know, for all the big events that are going to be taking place at the arena, we're going to offer our guests several more outlets to visit before the show and after the show.
All right, so really you're looking at, it sounds to me like a mini Bellagio version there, where you could put a whole bunch of mid to high end restaurants around that lake and really capture that.
That's right, Sam. You know, it's worked for decades now in Las Vegas, turned out to be a pretty good idea.
And yes, I was just in Singapore and Marina Bay Sands has one of those light shows right there in the bay.
Yeah, and you know, we've got this amenity that all we've been doing is hitting golf balls into for years, and it's time to take it to the next level.
All right, so the property is approximately 150 acres, which is massive. For people that don't know, I mean, the whole Bellagio city center sits on about 64 acres. That's a massive, massive property. So are you going to be anywhere close to out of room at Grand Sierra when all these things are done, or is there still plenty more room to expand?
There is going to be more room to expand, but I think ultimately the goal of Mr. Morello is to run out of room, because that means we have developed it to its full potential. You know, one of the questions that we get a lot is, what are you going to do about parking? Because if you're going to put a new arena, you're going to take up all this parking. What happens to hot August nights? And that's the reason why we're going to build probably the first of multiple parking garages on property, because, you know, we don't want to have guests having to park, you know, what feels like a long ways away and wheeling their suitcases in. And so my expectation is that the first garage we put in won't be the last, and we've got the whole south end of the parking lot where we are still playing with different ideas of what to develop over there.
The arena is hoped to be complete in time for the start of the 26-27 college basketball season, correct?
It'll be the 27 season.
Okay.
The arena itself will open sometime in the summer of 27. We'll open up with a series of shows and concerts in there. And then in the fall was when the hoop season kicks off.
You're already looking at who you want to book there?
You know, our entertainment team is always looking at that. And I think it's a very good carrot when you can tell an entertainer, hey, we have the most state-of-the-art facility in the country of this size. And Mr. Morello takes music and entertainment seriously. And so you know that that sound is going to be dialed in, and it's going to be a great experience.
I'm very excited about that. Alex Morello also owns an American Hockey League team, the AAA equivalent of North American professional hockey, named the Tucson Roadrunners. The Roadrunners' lease with that city is scheduled to end in 25-26. Is that team going to move to Reno as well?
I don't know, Sam. Right now, as you pointed out, we are committed to Tucson. We have a great fan base there. But who knows what the future holds, but as of this point, the team is remaining in Tucson.
Do you see the Nevada basketball program upgrading its non-conference schedule to attract some marquee teams and their fans to the new arena?
Absolutely, and that is a discussion that we have had with Coach Alford. One of the things in particular he wants to do is they have these preseason kind of mini tournaments with 4 to 6 teams. Where we would invite them to Reno. The Wolfpack's going to have the home court advantage. But these multi-team events, it's really how you can size up against some of the premier teams across the country before you enter conference play.
You know, Cook Kerkorian, when he built the Grand, the MGM in 78, you know, I've used that as an example of marketing, that people really weren't that aware of Reno. At that point, Vegas had already taken off. Not to the extent it has today, but had taken off. But he believed in the area, marketed the area. And I always felt that marketing was the key for Reno's long-term success. And obviously, Alex Morello feels the same way. What is the basis for his excitement about the Reno market when so many analysts over the years have said, you know, gaming is finished in Reno, which is, of course, ridiculous.
Well, I think, number one, you alluded to it earlier, he already has a large footprint where he doesn't have to go out and acquire further real estate. We can do everything on land that we currently control. But we really need an amenity that sets us apart from all the other tribal gaming properties that have been built over the last 20 years in Northern California. It's not so much where we are competing against the Atlantis's, the Peppermills, the Rose in Reno anymore. I think collectively all of our companies are now competing against Northern California. And so that's really the basis of building the arena, giving us something that sets us apart, that acts as a draw to get people to get in their cars and come over 80 and visit Reno.
You know, you're going back to the way it was back in the 50s and 60s when Bill Hara and Pappy Smith said, let's get people to Reno and fight over them when they get here. I mean, that was the mainstay. I mean, the old ideas come back around.
That's exactly right. And we're very confident with everything that we offer at our property. Once they're here, they're going to want to come stay with us.
All right, let's take another break and we'll be right back.
Story County is leading Nevada. Home of the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Google, Tesla, Panasonic, and other world-leading companies. Story County provides thousands of tech, advanced manufacturing, and logistics careers for Nevadans. We're diversifying and driving Nevada's economy and generating millions in tax revenue and billions in economic activity across northern Nevada. Story County is leading Nevada's future.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers with Andrew Diss, Senior Vice President and Chief Strategy Officer for Murillo Gaming. By the way, if folks want to see the renderings and they're listening to this on the radio or on an audio podcast, you can go to NevadaNewsmakers.com, and in the version there, you'll be able to see the renderings because our fine director, Dave Block, is going to put them there for us. So the big question from everybody is, when's ground going to be broken?
We're going to break ground this spring, Sam. It's going to be about a 20-month build for the arena itself. We wanted to limit ourselves to one winter, and so we're going to get through this one, break ground in the spring. Right now we're wrapping up our approval process. You know, our proximity to the airport, there's been FAA approvals, city, state, all of that. We're going to have that completed by the end of the year and start pushing dirt in the spring.
How exciting. Andrew Diss, thank you so much. What an exciting program.
Thank you, Sam.
Couldn't be more thrilled, and congratulations to Alec for just doing it again.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Calamity. It lurks around every corner. Or not. That's why UMC Quick Care is around every corner, with locations around the valley. UMC Quick Care, for all your small calamities.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Event Center sits at the heart of the Las Vegas Strip. Two floors of meeting and event space are ideal for groups and conventions. Stay in one of 200 luxurious rooms and suites. Brand your event throughout the property. Flexible event spaces make for easy planning and personalization. Take over the entire hotel with a full buyout option.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day on various platforms, including television, radio, our website, audio and video podcasts, YouTube. If you want to find the show, you can find it pretty darn easily. And we cover politics, business, health, and education. Thanks for watching. We'll see you on the next podcast.